Hey everybody, what is going on? I hope everyone is doing well, staying healthy, preparing for the holidays, and welcome back yet again to a brand new episode of Sweeten Up Podcast, season number 3, episode number 102. Yet again, we had a few weeks between this episode and our last, because of course, I just had to get COVID for the second time, but I am much better now, appreciate everyone for reaching out, and now the show goes on. As always, I am your host, Jeff Spencer, and thank you so much for taking some time to join me today. I greatly appreciate it, whether you have for multiple seasons, an entire year, or you are today for the first time. Thank you so much for listening. However, if you are just listening for the first time, take a look back at our library of 101 episodes anytime you want, anywhere you listen to your podcasts. As always, if you like what you hear on the podcast today and you would like to hear more, please be sure to tell all your friends and subscribe to the show anywhere you get your podcasts so that you never miss a future episode. The podcast is available on all major podcast platforms, and you can find us on Instagram and Facebook. Just search for Sweeten Up Podcast. With that being said, my guest on the podcast today is a returning guest from Season 1, Episode 36, The Great and Powerful, Andy Sachs. Andy Sachs is one of the country's top producing real estate professionals. Previously, when we last spoke to Andy, he was manning the helm of the Newtown-based Aroundtown real estate team, a member of Keller Williams, where we spoke to him about how the COVID-19 pandemic was impacting the real estate market in our area and beyond. Fast forward to today, a good 2 years later, and Andy is now manning the helm of Aroundtown real estate, his own real estate firm with no more ties to Keller Williams. Not only is Andy leading his own real estate firm, but he has moved into a new building that was in his family many years ago, building the space out to serve the needs of his clients and his employees. The best part is he's still located in my hometown of Newtown, Connecticut, and is still the nicest human being around. Andy and his team of world-class real estate professionals are some of the best, and I had a blast chatting with Andy yet again for the show. We touched on how the market is doing today, what his new firm has to offer the residents of Newtown and beyond, what he's been up to the last 2 years since we chatted, his advice for those thinking of selling or buying in the current market, and so much more. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, my friend, a total professional, and the nicest human on the planet, Mr. Andy Sachs. Joining me on the podcast today, in person at 17 Churchill Road here at the Aroundtown real estate team. I am so excited because for the second time on Sweeten Up Podcast, I'm chatting with the man, the myth, the legend, the governor, I call him, or the mayor of Newtown, Connecticut, someone everyone knows because he's just a tremendous individual and he does amazing work here in town. The great and powerful Andy Sachs. Thank you so much, Andy, for coming back on the show. It's great to be here in person because I know we were on Zoom back in season one, but being here in your new building and just the culmination of all the hard work, you know, not just the years prior, but the last couple of years, and then just to get to this point and see this beautiful building, it's awesome. Thank you for having me, and how are you, my friend?
Oh, man, I'm great, and thank you for having me, and the introductions are just always epic.
Always.
I need that as a ringtone. I need that everywhere. It's fantastic. Yeah. You're now my hype man.
I would love to be. I feel like that's my big thing. I'm definitely a hype man. I remember Matt Stanza at Good Old Days was like, you should be the hype man for like the restaurant for everybody because you're just, but you know, I really love talking to folks, especially local folks, you know, being here in my hometown of Newtown and sitting here with you, you know, right, flagpoles right up the street. Yeah. It's awesome. It's great. I love being here and I love seeing you and all the great things you're doing, man.
So, well, I appreciate it. I've been following you closely. I can't believe 2 years has passed.
I know, 2 years.
And that we did it. Over Zoom.
Over Zoom.
And so much has changed.
So much.
It's just, it's incredible. It's we're lucky, we're fortunate that we get to be doing this together. And yeah. This is fun, man. Thank you for having
yeah.
me.
Yeah, no, I mean, the pleasure's all mine, man. This is great. And yeah, from going from 2 years to now, it's just, it's so cool. I'm coming in here and seeing your place and you showing me around and I'm just like, wow, this is awesome.
We're excited. You know, it was a big move. And I'll correct one thing from your intro.
Sure.
Is, you know, for years we were a Aroundtown team.
Right.
Well, we're no longer affiliated with any other broker. We used to be a Coldwell Banker for 14 years and Keller Williams for 2 years. And it was wonderful. But now we're just Aroundtown real estate. So we're a fully independent brokerage. truly bringing local back to local real estate here in Newtown. And I'll tell you a quick story.
Sure.
I got to digress just a little bit because I showed you around the office, and this office has history.
Yes, it does.
I didn't share this with you yet.
Yes.
But so this office was in my wife's family for 40 years.
No way.
So it was owned by my wife's uncle, Lenny Glantz, who was a local developer for a very long time. And my father-in-law, Bob Tendler, owned Bob Tendler Real Estate. If you've been around town for long enough, you would know
him. Oh, sure, yeah.
This is where he operated his office for over two decades. And so when he sold his company, the very peak before the Great Recession, smart guy, he sold the building as well. And Pete Stockwell, a friend of mine, great local insurance gentleman with Allstate, bought the building. And a handful of months ago, he calls me up, and I'm sitting next door at 19 Churchill. And he says, "Hey, Andy, I think I want to capitalize on the market. My business has changed. My sales folks don't need to come in the office as much. I have this big space. I don't need it." I said, "What do you think it's worth?" I said, "You in the office right now?" He goes, "Yeah." I said, I'm gonna walk next door. So I walk downstairs, walk next door.
Yeah, because you're right next door.
Right next door. And in essence, we pretty much struck a deal, long story short, right there and then. And
wow.
We closed in the building October 1st. We started operating here as our own brokerage soon after that for some renovations. And it's exciting. It's really exciting. The community has been incredibly supportive thus far. And to take that leap with all of the agents that we had before all came with us, and tremendous leadership team. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention one of my business partners, Chris Kling, and some of our other leadership.
Oh yeah, Chris Kling.
Yeah, everyone knows the Klings. You see a redheaded gentleman with a beard walking around town, it's probably a Kling.
Probably, yeah.
But I got Chris. Danielle Valenti and Jen Kelly. Jen's a Newtown, born and raised. And my wife, Jessica, is heavily involved now, which is awesome because she keeps me in line, quite frankly.
Sure.
Tori Boschel, who runs a lot of our staging and helps with events. And it's just a wonderful leadership team. And then 10 other agents so far. So it's pretty cool. We're very fortunate.
I feel like it was a long time coming, man, because even before I started this podcast, I remember seeing you out around town doing your thing, pushing what you're doing. You're letting people know that, you have their back, you're on their side, you're the guy that everyone should go to, for the real estate needs, because you're going to take good care of them. And I just knew, even the first time I met you before the show, I think I met you out somewhere, whatever it may be. And I just remember being like, man, this is a guy you want to gravitate around, because you can just tell that he's going to make people great, and his business is going to succeed. And just seeing it here now where, you moved across the street, now you got your own building. You don't have your own office. It's your own building now. It's your own thing, and now you're your own real estate firm.
It's
awesome. It's really awesome.
it's wild, and I'll tell you what. You learn a lot as you kind of progress in life and business. And fundamentally, what I've learned more than anything else is if you don't have great people around you, you have nothing. Whether it be your family, the people you work with, your friends, if you don't surround yourself with great people, if you don't let them challenge you, you can't reach the goals that you have in mind. You can't reach that vision. And with the leadership team, we made a really wonderful switch. And our focus is, how do we support our agents to support our clients? How do we really be their trusted advisors? And it's really, it's amazing how quickly it takes shape when you have that viewpoint on things.
Yeah.
And it's more fun.
Yeah, no, yeah. Exactly. I mean, I can attest, because in my job, they take such good care of us, and in turn we put in this great work, and we all love each other. It's a family, and at the end of the day, we're just continuing to go upward. And I mean,
it's a culture.
That's what you need.
It's a culture.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. You need that culture. You need it, because great things are going to happen from it. And they need a great leader, though. And you're the man. You're awesome. I mean, I wish I was in real estate. I come here and work tomorrow.
As you're very kind.
This is great, man. This is awesome. What a great space. And, I remember last time we were talking, it was during the crazy 2020 COVID. I mean, you were swamped. So much was going on. Yeah. Your team was really busy. What can you tell us now today with the market? Have things, obviously things maybe have died a little bit, but what could you say as far as, are people selling as much or people buying as much? And what's kind of what can you gauge right now is what's going on?
In very basic terms, we are in the middle of a shift.
Okay.
And if you think about when the pandemic, or as I like to call it, the zombie apocalypse, took hold. And everyone ran from the city, right, to greener pastures.
Yeah, it was like Walking Dead. They left Atlanta and they got out.
Absolutely. And the pendulum swung so hard and fast in favor of the sellers. And I use that analogy because anything that goes that hard and fast in one direction has to come back.
Sure.
Now, if you look at a pendulum, it doesn't ever swing back fully the other way because it starts to slow down.
Sure.
But we are in the middle of that swing right now. And a lot of the pundits are predicting, you know, anywhere from a 5 to 10% drop in inventory sales for 2023.
Okay.
And that's combined with less inventory to sell. So if you have less inventory to sell and you plan on top of that interest rates at 7% and inflation at 7-8%, you've got buying power being eroded for the normal consumer out there. So it's going to be tough for next 6 to 18 months, I think, and especially if we continue kind of head in the direction of a recession. Now, I say that not to be a pessimist or a glass half full kind of guy, because it's not my nature. I say it because there's opportunities in this market, even though it might present itself a little bit more challenging than what we just came out of. There's going to be more opportunities for buyers to buy at a fair price. And the good thing is, the values of homes are not going to come crashing back down, in my opinion. We gained 30% in almost 2 years. Mm. Then we're not going to lose it all right away.
Yeah, of course.
So if you didn't get to sell during the zombie apocalypse, you're still going to be in a much better place than you were in 2018, 17, 16,
15. So now is still a good opportunity to sell.
It's still a great opportunity, okay. But the playing field is leveling.
Gotcha.
Where buyers aren't going to feel like they've got to make a crazy bid, sight unseen.
Yeah,
it's going to be a little more, dare I say, fair. So now with that though, and compounded by the fact that we already mentioned there's very little inventory and we don't expect a huge jump in inventory, though we do expect it to tick upwards, prices can't come down because of basic economics. So if you think about supply and demand, if supply remains low and demand remains healthy enough, prices will hold steady. And I think that's what we're going to see. Maybe okay. A small drop in value, but not a ton.
Gotcha.
So it'll be more challenging. There'll be opportunity there. I think where there's going to be a lot of struggle is in the agent network.
Okay.
The nationally and in the state, they added thousands and thousands of new real estate agents to the rosters. Because when times are really good and looks like things are selling for high prices and quickly, people jump on easy money. And when things start to shift, people start to realize it's a really hard business to do well consistently and deliver high service. And those folks are going to be in trouble.
Okay.
So it'll be interesting to watch. It's kind of fun to watch. I mean,
it is interesting, and it's interesting when you bring up recession, because I hear so much about recession, inflation, and just everything that's going on. You know, things are costing so much more. I know that the cost of building a house was really expensive at one point. You know, how much does that really play into it? And you know, what are you thinking in regards to a possible recession?
I listen, a lot of the data you look at now will indicate that we're already in one.
Yeah, true.
But the politicians aren't going to paint that picture. They want to stay in office.
Yeah, of course.
It'll be interesting as midterms wrap up here. It'll be interesting to see how things kind of flesh out.
Yeah.
I think that the psyche of the average American has been skewed by the Great Recession, in that every recession, the belief is that it will is greatly and horribly affect the real estate market. That's not true. Historically, not all recessions affect the real estate market, or certainly not to the point of which it did in the Great Recession, where in our market we lost 30% of value from 2007 through 2012, and then just kind of stayed at the bottom of the pool skidding along until the zombies came calling. So I think that even if we do truly enter a recession, I don't think it will be as nearly as affected to the real estate market as it has in years past.
Gotcha.
And there's not such anything wrong with a little bit of a pullback or a recession. It's healthy to reset things so we can grow again.
Sure.
You know? So
yeah. Yeah, I was shocked based on what's going on right now. Not to get political, but I was shocked based on how the election went. I thought it was going to swing more towards one side than the other.
Sure.
And it didn't. And I was actually really shocked.
That is a rabbit hole we could go down to for hours on end. But yeah. I don't think anyone wants to hear that these days.
No, no.
I'm not sure I want to talk about it anymore.
No, of course not. No.
That's a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But it was interesting.
It's really fascinating.
Yeah. Well, it was just on a fascinating level. Not even to dive into it. Sure. Because I mean... I never do. I don't even really follow it closely enough because I try to stay positive. I try to have a positive outlook on life.
You have to.
I try to stay away from the negative, the divisiveness, the drama.
Are you happier for it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not rocket science.
Very much so.
Right?
Yeah. So. Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, common sense, I guess. But so talk to me about how the last year has. I mean, since the last time we talked, your team. Just being here. And then maybe if you could, you know, what really goes into working alongside a Keller Williams or another real estate firm, you know, whoever it may be, and then finally becoming your own, like how much work and effort and, you know, what needs to go into making something like that happen? Because to me, that sounds like, I mean, that's a big deal to me. But to you, you know, what was it really like all these years? Because you've been in this, you've been in the trenches for a long time.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to start in 2006, right when the Great Recession was coming in. and I say that half joking only because
yeah.
I didn't know any better. So sure. I got in, I didn't realize, you know, that it was easy to sell houses before that. I didn't realize that it was hard to get appointments, that it was hard to meet people. And I was not from this town. I was fortunate enough to have my wife's family from here, so that was a leg up for sure.
Sure.
But I didn't know any better. And that in itself was a blessing to get started. And I worked along some incredible agents and management and leadership at Coldwell Banker and Keller Williams. But one thing that kept bothering me the longer I got into my career is that my father-in-law sold his company in 2005 because the little guy simply couldn't compete anymore. It was good timing. Obviously, they made him a great deal. I have no clue what it was. He won't tell us. but it was also the perception from a consumer and the independent brokerage was that, man, these big guys are going to be all over that World Wide Web thing. I can't compete. I don't even know what that is, right? So yeah, we time for us to sell because the business has changed. And I think like a lot of industries, technology has leveled the playing field. So when there was a time where you had to have a ton of administrative staff sitting in the office doing paperwork and filing contracts and things like that can now be all done electronically. Compliance can all be done electronically. Signatures for clients can be done electronically. And of course, COVID, a positive from COVID, is it made signing things online a more acceptable common practice.
DocuSign.
Absolutely.
I use them so much.
We use a competitor there's to them, so many, but they're yeah. fantastic.
Yeah, there's so many.
And so we utilize, you know, off-site administrative support, technologically based compliance. And then when we talk about the internet and being on the internet, we can be everywhere the big boys are and then some because we have the ability. You see, you know, there's certainly benefits to the big brokers. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
However, when they're spending their money, they're spending it on a national level to market a home in Newtown, Connecticut. And even the large regionals that are out here, right? So you got these big brands. All of them are big brands in this town except us, right? I like to say we're a big little brand. But we're able to spend a good chunk of money from every single sale and put it back into the business, but hyper local and target the buyers most apt to buy your property. I don't need to advertise my brand in California. That makes no sense.
Exactly.
Maybe one day. Who
yeah,
knows?
Yeah, maybe one day. Yeah.
Right? But right now, and certainly for the very long-term foreseeable future, we can truly bring local back to real estate. And that's what got me excited about making this jump. You asked what went into it a lot. My wife said to me, I think you're underestimating how much work it's going to take to get started. And she was right.
Yeah.
And I'm just now kind of getting my head above water and able to actually sit here with you. If this was a week ago, 2 weeks ago, I'd have to cancel, unfortunately.
No worries.
But when it is yours and when you're surrounded by great people, the work isn't work. It's still tiring, still exhausting, but it's fun. And there's a shared goal we're working towards. And so we're excited to bring that to town in a bigger way that they haven't seen probably since my father-in-law sold his company nearly 20 years ago.
That's so awesome. So cool. I mean, and nobody better. I mean, like I've said, I've seen your drive. I've seen the effort that you've put into building your team with exceptional people. One of those, who I know, Ralph Sergiovanni. Shout out to Ralph. I mean, amazing, amazing guy. Guy I played baseball with. Truly exceptional individual.
Just hired him a handful of months ago.
I know. Yeah. I know. When I saw that, I was like, that's super cool. And like, I wish nothing but the best for him. And Andy really, secured a team player, so to speak.
Yeah, he absolutely is.
Yeah. But I mean, everyone on your team is exceptional. I mean, they're doing great work and you can just tell. And I think it's so cool to see. You know, I'm biased because Newtown's my hometown, but I think it's just so cool to see, you know, a bunch of great people just rise up and just continue to do great things and provide for local. Because, you know, we were talking about before, local's where it's at.
Local's where it's at, man. This is our bubble. This is our world. This is where we can affect change. And we're fortunate. You know, we've got 15 agents on staff right now. We sell in almost 30 towns a year throughout Connecticut. So some of our agents live in Roxbury, in Bethel, in Danbury, in Southbury, in Oxford, in New Milford, in Brookfield, and so forth and so on. And so we've got this great market covered with this great local appeal. But what we're going to do next is we're going to take it to the small businesses. And we're launching, and we did it years ago, but we're going to really do it right this time. It's called Business Around Town.
I'm pumped, yeah.
and we're going to bring together, we're going to pilot it in Newtown first, then we'll launch in each individual town. We're going to turn the BNI, business networking concept, on its ear. And it's not all about bringing referrals every month to your meetings or anything like that, but it's about masterminding. It's about getting small business owners of all different businesses, experience levels in one room to really focus on growing small business as a collective in the town in which they operate. And talking about what's working, what's not working, bringing in appropriate speakers. Each town around us, and Newtown included, has some really talented business-minded folks who can come in and talk ad nauseum about marketing and social media and client retention and service and finance and all these things. We're going to bring those people to the forefront and help them bring small business up a level in Newtown and surrounding towns, which already do a great job.
Yeah.
But
everyone can use help.
Everyone can use help. Everyone wants to do a little better.
Tap someone's mind. But, I mean, it will never not benefit you to tap someone's brain.
Ask questions.
Absolutely. Yes, questions are huge in this life.
Well, and think about it too, right? So you're from Newtown.
Yeah.
I started coming around about 21 years ago, which would probably make you, what, 7 at the time? pretty close. 8, 9?
Yeah. It would make me 9, 10? 9 or 10. I just turned 31, so...
Have you bladed? Thanks. So, but think about it, right? So 21 years ago, and this is repeated in all the towns in our area. How many restaurants were in this town? Yeah, a couple pizza.
Oh, we
had one Chinese place.
Oh, I talk about this all
pizza,
the time.
Pizza, right?
Oh.
And now...
You're like, where do I go?
You can go 3 weeks straight and not go to the same place. And I remember coming to town. We'd have to leave town to go somewhere cool to eat. And now you've got Farmhouse and Foundry and Marigolds and Marketplace. You've got new places opening up that I haven't tried yet.
You've
got Quattro with the gentleman with Vin from Lucas Local, who's still got Lucas Local in Southbury, and he's killing it. Great guy.
Love Vinny.
If you haven't, you've done this with Vinny, right?
Yeah,
he's the best. I love him.
Yeah, he was just before you. He was.
Was he?
He was early.
Oh, right,
on
early on. That's right.
You. Yeah, early adopters of me, and I appreciate it.
So think about it, right, dude? You were easy to adopt. I'll take you home. But think about it, right? So it would.
Please do.
We'll feed you.
My God. Yeah. This is great.
I think we're getting Mexican tonight. So
okay, cool.
So, but think about it, right? So when there is more to do in a town, when there is more engagement from residents of a town utilizing small businesses, whether it be shops or restaurants, real estate does better. When real estate does better, small business does better. And this is positive feedback loop that then creates a really wonderful place to live. And so if we're not cheering for each other and supporting each other, we are doing all of ourselves a great disservice in the quality of life that we can help provide, and which we owe it to people. We are stewards of the towns in which we live and in which we operate our businesses and live our lives with our families.
Yeah.
And shame on us if we don't perpetuate a positive atmosphere and better business and better opportunity.
I couldn't agree more.
And that's what we're going to do. That is one of our main core focuses of what's coming down the pike over the next 6 months here.
That's cool. I mean,
and we're going to sell some houses.
Yeah, we'll sell some. Yeah, you guys are always doing cool work. You're always trying to help local business and help the community. And I just love that. I mean, there's just nothing better than having that understanding that small businesses, when they do good, everyone does good.
Yeah.
And that's huge. And I feel like not enough people know that. And it's just like...
I think we take for granted what we have too much.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And then exactly. It's too late when that business closed. You're like, I loved them.
Oh, I loved them. It's like,
well, you haven't been there in 3 years. Or you were
ordering on Amazon and you weren't going, maybe they're like $10 more, but they're local. So you just... You bite the bullet if that's what you think it is. I mean, to me, it's not buying the bullet when I overspend to buy local. It's absolutely not, because I understand why it's different than Amazon.
Yeah.
I mean, and if you can understand that, then you're in a good place.
It's tangible, right? Because you can walk in, you know the owner.
I love seeing things and buying. I hate buying things online because I'm always like, am I going to like this? Am I going to hate it? And I've got, until it comes, I'm like, I think I'm going to hate it. I think it's going to suck. And then it comes and I've got that in my head.
So it causes you great anxiety?
Yeah. I'm the type of person who I want to go and get something the minute I want it. I want to drive to the store and get it. I don't want to wait. I'm one of those people. So I'm still one of those people that keeps brick and mortars alive.
So even Prime delivery the next day is not fast enough for you.
Honestly, if I have something in my head and I want to check it out within an hour, I want to check it out within an hour. And so I'm like one of those people that I guess is like keeping brick and mortars going.
And I think we're in a unique area of the country where I still think a lot of the small businesses thrive because people get that concept. I think we're really fortunate in that regard.
Yeah.
But I think we can do better because it is a struggle to be a small business owner. It really is. And to do really well.
Agreed.
And it's, you want to have a great place to live, support local.
Yeah. I also think it's really cool. And I noticed on the Around Town Instagram page that, or on your Instagram page, that you know, you post and share like, hey, there's certain events that are, you know, you let your people, you know, your folks know whether they bought from you or maybe they will in the future, you know, hey, like these are events are going on. You keep people apprised of that. And I think that's cool. Like
it goes on our business page and all of our personal pages. Yeah. And it's, again, we are stewards of a community.
You care. Yeah.
We care.
Yeah.
We need to support these people, not because we have to. Well, actually, because we have to, but because we want to. You have to. You have
exactly.
to. It's, there's duty in this, right? And if you can't adopt that, then there's no purpose.
Yeah. Because a lot of these folks, you know, they're buying the home to start the family, to get things going. Yeah. And you're
to
like
here
the
for 25
instrumental
years.
Part.
We take that very
of
seriously.
That foundation. I mean, that's huge. That's big.
You know, we don't joke. We tell our clients, you know, hey, listen, whatever you need, call us. We probably have a guy, a person, a suggestion, something. Yeah. And they're going to be local.
We've got connections.
And they're going to be local. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my God. That's so cool, man. So when people come here for the first time or get in touch with you for the first time, what would you like them to know about you and what you guys got going on? And what are some things that you say to let them know, like, hey, like we're your family, local, like we're your people?
That's a great question. I think what we're battling here in some regard, and I think it's kind of split right now, is that some people still believe you need the big brand.
Yeah.
So what I would say to people of that mindset is you don't need the big brand.
No.
We are everywhere they are, but we're truly also local and in your corner. And that does not to disparage a lot of great real estate agents in this market and surrounding area, and they know the market.
Sure.
But when we're talking about highest and best use of service and time, we are truly the only local option with the same reach as the big brands from a consumer standpoint.
Right.
And I think that's exciting.
Yeah.
The other 50% are actually confused and thought we already were our own brokerage. So by design, we always led with a round town team first and put the more brokerage we were with, whether it be Coldwell Banker or Keller Williams, kind of off to the side for compliance purposes.
Sure.
And so when we made this move, they're like, I'm confused, Andy. I thought you were always around. Well, I was like, we were. But now that other little emblem and, you know, marking is not there. So you're good. Same thing.
Yeah, same thing. Don't worry about it.
New address, new building, same thing.
Yeah.
You know, it was time for us to make the move, the opportunity. We believe we can do better than what's been offered out there, and we're excited to prove it.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's great, man. I mean, honestly, to be able to just go to to local folks and do something like this in real estate is just great. I mean, to come here and not feel like you have to go somewhere else, you know, it's really, really cool. That's special.
We're excited about it. And I'll tell you what, man, you have done such a great job. And we were chatting before we got on here and the fact that you just kind of picked this up during the middle of COVID, give yourself something to do, talk to people, connect with people and that you continued it. Cause I think a lot of us built some habits that were unhealthy and healthy during COVID. And the healthy ones sometimes were short-lived because we got back to our regular lives.
Sure.
And the fact that you've perpetuated this and have had to draw some really notable folks on to speak with just because you put this together for fun is really special.
Yeah.
And I think you've done a great job delivering a great service to folks also. Because,
thank you. I appreciate that.
It's positive. It's entertaining.
Yeah. And I just wanted to give something to people. Maybe if they could take something away from a conversation that I had with someone in a positive way, I felt like job done. Like,
and how
that's kind of how I looked at it.
You've done over 100 of these.
Yeah.
How has it changed you?
I'm not sure.
You were always a pretty positive person, right?
Like, I'm still the same, you know, positive, happy go lucky. I mean, I have my days like anyone else, but I try to keep everything in perspective and I try to have a positive outlook on everything, even if it's not so great. And I, you know, I've had some adversity the last few years and I lost, you know, a best friend. I lost my mom. I lost a dog all within a 2.5 year period. So I had a lot to cope with while I was doing this. But I think talking to folks and chilling with folks and meeting so many great people. And then, I've said this on a previous episode that came out that I was recently nominated to be on the panel for the Connecticut Restaurant Association nominating panel for the award show they have coming up. And that was a great
cool
surprise
experience.
And a great honor. And I was honored. But my big thing has just been like, if someone can listen to an episode and take something away positively, like that's great. And I think the only way it's really changed me is it's made me understand different industries and people. I think I've learned a lot about what makes people tick, what makes them successful, and what makes certain industries what they are and how they're run. And I think I've learned a lot. I think if that's the one thing I could take away, I've learned a ton. And I've talked a lot. One thing I was like, the other day, I think it was like, something crazy, like, close to 200 hours of conversations that I've had with people. And I'm like, man, that's a long time.
Put into some kind of compilation, but, eventually, maybe write a book on it.
So, you know, it's funny you mentioned that. I'm actually, talking to Eric Ofking. He's a, writer for the, Connecticut Post, and Connecticut Magazine. He's published a few books, and I'm actually trying to, tap him and talk to him about maybe publishing a book on the first 100 episodes of the show.
Very cool.
My experiences talking with certain people including them in the book and giving them recognition and shout outs.
On some level, it's almost like, what's the People of New York?
Yeah, almost.
That type of, you know, get to know people on a different level. And
I love that too. Yeah. I love People of New York. I thought that was genius when I saw it.
Brilliant.
And I'm very proud of the work they've done.
Incredibly
just
compelling.
Because I think it's very important for us as a society to learn from everybody.
Think we can relate on some level to everybody.
Yeah. You know,
we're not very different at the end of the day.
Not at all. And one thing my mom kept with me that I still remember since she's passed is, you know, you never know when you meet someone, you never know what they're going through. You know, you don't know. You can't see behind what they're. So just be kind.
Yeah.
Be a good person. And, you know, be a good human. So that's just kind of, I'm carrying that torch.
It's great,
just trying to continue to do that. So, and if I can lift someone up on the way, great. I mean, that wasn't my goal. It was just to have fun and chat with folks such as yourself. And it's been such an honor. To me, it's an honor.
Likewise.
Everyone I speak to, it's a total honor.
Likewise. So, I love spending time. I love seeing you. And this is an honor for me to be here again.
Well,
I appreciate it.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. And you look great, by the way. That suit is awesome. I got to up my suit game. The one thing about me is I really got to update. I got to update my wardrobe.
It's a struggle because I keep, you know, fluctuating 10, 15 pounds. And so sometimes stuff fits and sometimes it doesn't. Gotcha. Right now I'm on the borderline of not fitting into things. I need to get back to the gym.
I'm not fitting anything either. It's brutal, but I got some weights at home I got to start actually using.
It's so hard to get started again.
I know. Oh my gosh. But so tell me sort of about like the renovating process in here. So like you came in here and what was some work that you had to get done? And what can you tell us about some of the features in this building?
We wanted to, it's a 1920s build.
Sure.
Most of the building is. The back half of it is about 20, 22 years old, so a little bit more modern. But it's got a lot of that character. It's got all the trim from the 20s. We really went through, we painted everything, we lightened and brightened it up. It was dark colors before. It kind of met the branding of the previous occupant, which made a lot of sense. But we wanted something that was inviting for our clients to come into and our agents to thrive in.
Sure.
And so there's got to be a lot of sunlight. It's got to be bright colors and yet soothing at the same time and well thought out.
I love the minimalist feel.
We wanted simplicity with pops of color.
Yes.
We needed places for people to spread out. So we've got this main office space where it can get loud and boisterous, but there's other spaces that partly still under construction, but people can go to when they need to make phone calls and they need to just think and do some writing on something or whatever it might be. So we're trying to be as thoughtful as possible because we want people here. We want the agents in the office. We've found that when agents are in an office that they enjoy being in, this isn't rocket science, this is probably proven over and over again, they produce more, they're happier. And the culture that we're trying to build here.
Culture, right back to that culture word.
It grows infinitely.
Mm-hmm.
And the culture we have here is just by happenstance. I ended up hitching my wagon and they hitching theirs to mine with some incredible people that stuck it out with me as I learned and grew to where we are now and are still here now and are going to reap the rewards of the growth we're going to experience. But they brought the culture and they held me accountable. And it has been so much fun. You can't operate alone. I used to think you could. I would lock myself in my office, my old offices, put my head down and not come out. And so the old office, one of our old offices here in Newtown, was an old funeral home. And my specific office space was in the basement in like a little concrete center. And I couldn't, there was no sunlight, nothing. So when the macro burst hit several years ago, I had no idea. So I went upstairs. I'm like, oh my God, when did we get to Oz? Yeah. I had no idea. The power didn't go out. I just kept making phone calls.
Yeah. I worked in an office space with no windows for years. And I was like, I would come outside and be like, oh
sunlight.
Here's life.
Weird.
Life's here.
Yeah. So we've come out of the dungeon and you know, here we go.
I love that though. I love that trajectory that, you know, not to quote Drake, you know, started from the bottom, now we're here. Like that's awesome.
Well,
like
it,
I don't think it gets much better than that.
It's I had to learn that what my passion was the pursuit of growth. And you know, when you're younger, you're like, I want to make this much money, I want to have this much in the bank. And you accomplish some of those goals, you're like, well, it didn't really make me any happier. Right. So I said, well, I figured out that I like growing the business, I like learning more about the business, about the people we serve and how we can serve them better. And now how what do my agents need to be better to serve their people better? And that growth, granted, money's a great byproduct of that.
Sure.
You know, we're in business to make money.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, we have goals for our families and I got college to pay it for eventually and those things, right?
Yeah.
And so far the kids are pretty smart, so I'm kind of afraid of how much it's gonna cost me. So, you know, it's...
Well, if they're smart, maybe some scholarships.
Maybe some scholarships. That would be great. And these are all blessings, right? Like, we are fortunate. We are healthy. We are here. We've got great support networks. I got a wife, man. She gets me.
Nice.
She challenges me. She is right 99% of the time.
Oh, yeah. My girlfriend is, too.
And it's not one of those things where just like, my wife's always right. No, she's right.
No, she's right. Yeah, they're right. Yeah.
And it's incredible. So I am the most fortunate son of a bitch you're ever going to meet. Yeah. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah. So I feel the same way sometimes. Like I've always told folks, it really helps to have that that woman figure that holds you down, that has that other perspective. It's been huge. It's been definitely huge for me the last like 6-7 years I've been with my girlfriend. Like she's been incredible and very supportive.
To have somebody, anybody, whoever your partner is.
Because you're busy too. I mean.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, we're both busy. So it's like to have that rock there that knows and understands that will be there.
Yeah. No matter who, man, woman, whoever your partner is, whatever, you know, it's to have anybody is fortunate.
I know.
And it's... I try to recognize that more and more as time goes on.
Same.
Yeah, you know, it's hard. I'm a stubborn human.
I hear you. Talk to me about Andy Around Town. I know it's been a little while since Andy's done it around town, but I got to say, I love what you do, the work you do with that. Thanks, man. So I really, really do. It's awesome.
So Andy Around Town Business Around Town is born from Andy Around Town.
Gotcha.
So that was... getting out there with small business folks, getting down and dirty, learning to cook something, make a drink, maybe learning about and putting ourselves in their business, similar to like Dirty Jobs and Mike Rowe, right? Love like it. That was the idea.
You'd be perfect for a TV show.
Oh, I would flip out.
You'd be perfect.
I would jump in a septic
tank. Discovery's got to come knocking.
Give them a call. Tag them on this, would you?
Mike Rowe's got to be retiring eventually.
I'll be his understudy.
Perfect.
It's really, and it was fun. And so, and I took a lot of the inspiration from you and what you do and how you talk, meet with people. And I just wanted to get to know them. And I figured, well, how can I get to know them more? I can learn what they do. And you learn more about a person when you learn what they do.
Exactly.
Right. Yep. And so it was really, really fun. And we're going to continue that type of work.
Okay, cool.
As part of Business Around Town and getting to know the folks that are a part of this network we're going to create.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fun stuff coming.
All right.
There
cool.
really is.
Cause I loved that. I thought that was great. I know it's been a little bit, but I know you've been super busy. I mean,
yeah.
God, I mean, I couldn't imagine doing that during the craziness. And you were.
And it's a full production.
And the production is incredible.
You know, it's an 8 to 12 minute miniseries.
It's a lot. Well done. The quality is just right. Is amazing. It's on par with a lot of YouTube series I've seen.
Our video guy, his name is Grant Kettner.
Yeah, I was going to say, who's your video guy?
He is just dynamite, talented man. Does a lot of our video work. He was here today. Actually, we had an all hands on deck meeting, and
nice.
He was here today doing some filming and some interviewing with the agents. And
sweet.
He's a talented guy.
So, yeah. He's very talented. Yeah. Yeah. I remember seeing you over at BD Provisions. I remember the one where you were at Marigolds on Main.
Yeah.
So happy for Good Old Days and Marigolds and just everything that's going on with them.
Great.
And
they're doing great.
I know Good Old Days, of course, up for the Connecticut Restaurant Association Award that I helped nominate them for. Of course,
well, Good Old Days, of course, has great roots,
right? I absolutely love going there.
Good Old Days was born out of
Matt
Stanziato's.
Matt Stanziak is just a legend. I mean, we knew the next thing he touched was going to be gold. We were just wondering where. We didn't know we were going to get this.
We got it here.
We didn't know he was going to put his golden... his touch on Newtown, as I like to say.
We're fortunate.
We are really fortunate. But cool. Well, listen, Andy, it's been great having you on again. It's been a really, really awesome time. I mean, getting just to chat sort of a little about how everything's been the last 2 years, seeing you in this building. What are some things you want to say to wrap up, just to let the folks know about what they can expect here? The drive, the time, and just everything that you've done and how you can really change people's lives for the better.
I mean, that's our goal. you know, we get the opportunity to serve somebody in real estate, we hope to leave them not only satisfied with the service at our core business, but in general, feeling better about the place they live. You're going to see our guys out there in a very meaningful way that you would not expect to see real estate agents in the community doing.
Okay.
You're going to see them as active members of a community doing good because you're supposed to. And what comes of it will always be good too. So that's what you can expect to see from us.
I love it. That should be a t-shirt. Around town team. No, doing good because you're supposed to. I love that.
It's blunt,
love
it's blunt, transparent, to the point.
Exactly.
That's yes.
And so for folks listening right now who maybe want to sell, maybe want to buy, maybe want to just take a look, you know, what's the deal with the Roundtown team and Andy Sachs? Where can they find you?
You can find us in a web, roundtownrealestatect.com. Hey, my personal cell phone is 203-727-8621.
Love it.
We'll make sure you get matched up with the best possible agent that will fit your needs. And you can find us on social media and Instagram and Facebook and
cool
all that stuff.
So. And 17 Churchill Road.
And 17 Churchill Road.
And a beautiful place.
Thank you, man.
Just come say hey.
Thank you.
Well, anyways, thank you, Andy, thank you so much. And real quick, any great restaurants you've eaten at recently? Pizza or any type of restaurant? Anything you can recommend for the folks?
Man, I'll tell you, you know, for consistency.
Or you don't want to go there.
we rotate, and not out of the need to just go everywhere, but sure, because we can.
Right.
You know, I love Michelle at Farmhouse.
Yeah. She's really great.
You know, I love Vin up at Lucas Local.
Nah, Vinny's salt.
You know, folks at the New Golds at Marigolds
salt
are just
earth.
Good folks.
Also salt
and the
earth.
List goes on, right?
It does.
It's, you know.
Mix it up.
Mix it up.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, and again, we're going back to supporting small local business. Mix it up. Everybody can use a little love.
Awesome. So, love
thank
it.
Thank you, brother.
Andy, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, Andy Sachs of the Around Town team. They're killing it over here in Newtown, Connecticut. I highly recommend you come out here for all your real estate needs. He's the real deal. His team is the real deal. They're going to take great care of you. And it's such an honor to have him on for the second time on Sweet Nut Podcast. Thank you, brother. Have a great night.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you, man.
You got it. Huge thanks once again to my guest on the podcast today, my man of Around Town Real Estate, Andy Sachs. Thank you so much, Andy, for coming back on the show, inviting me to your new space so we could chat and everything in between. Newtown and the surrounding towns are lucky to have you and your team, and I can't wait to see all the great things you guys continue to do. Onward and upward, my friend. Yet again, another episode of Sweeten Up is in the books. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe anywhere you get your podcasts. We would greatly appreciate your feedback and support. Thank you as always to my best friends, the guys who make it all possible, post-production and music Morgan Lutzi, production and art director Kurt Vinci, editor and writer Nick Passacreta, and a special thanks as always to Devin Cipelli. On the next episode of the show, it's my conversation with professional athlete and quarterback from the Canadian Football League representing the Ottawa Redblacks, my buddy from high school, the great Will Arndt. Listen to what it's like being a pro athlete in the CFL and the hard work, dedication, and journey it took Will to achieve his dreams, which included a couple acting roles in some well-known movies. But until then, you know the deal. Stay safe, stay healthy, have a wonderful holiday no matter what you celebrate. Love you all. Peace.